Jason, of course, we have a lot to talk about this weekend here on the Retirement Red Zone. But since you talk about this guy so much here on the show, it's about time that he shows up. Who's our special guest today?
You know, I got my dad visiting with us today, and he wanted to kind of see how the show goes. He's got his hand out. He's looking to get paid. So
we'll have to work on that after the show.
Try to keep his bid a little bit short today. But yeah, we're happy to have him here, and it's nice for him to spend a little bit of time up here with the family.
Yeah, Bill Berge, thank you so much for joining us here on the show. And, you know, from everything that Jason tells us, you're a man who's enjoying retirement, aren't you?
Well, I certainly am. I take off to Florida for 3 months every year, come back here, enjoy my grandchildren. Life is absolutely wonderful. Plus, I still have plenty of things I do with the Philadelphia Eagles. As far as an alumni guy goes, they call on me quite a little bit. So life is wonderful, and it's great to have a son that's got your back.
He's really great at what he does, too. But, Bill, since you're on the show this weekend, we have to ask you about all the moves with the Eagles lately. I mean, seems like they kind of cleaned house. What do you think of the upcoming season?
Well, there's this old saying, when things happen like this, that it looks like the Eagles might be 2 years away from being 3 years away. It's just so incredible that you've got to keep your core of guys together. And when you start trading DeSean Jacksons and the Shady McCoys and, you know, some good offensive linemen, that's not good for the continuity of a team. The year that we went to the Super Bowl, and that was the 1980 Super Bowl 15, we might not have been in the top 10 as far as talent goes, but we had 5 or 6 years together, so I knew what a Claude Humphrey on one end was going to do, a Charlie Johnson nose guard, I knew what he was going to do, and, you know, we didn't care who got the credit, we didn't care who got all the pats on the back, and we just played together as a team, and it was really unique. We did beat the Dallas Cowboys in the conference championship game, and we beat them real bad, went on to play the Oakland Raiders, and we came up short there, but we got there, and it was kind of a fun time. But the problem today is the Eagles, there's just such a turnover all the time, and that's not really good.
No, I think that's a little scary for Eagles fans right now. Jason seems to be really stressed in the offseason here, and we never like to see that. But what is the season? What's the regular season like around the Berge household? Are you attending most home games, and do you watch it on TV with your sons?
No, I go to every home game.
Everyone,
and,
yeah.
There'll be an away game or two I perhaps would go to also, and you know, I'm an Eagle fan. I bleed Eagles green. I really want to see them do very nicely every week, and when they mess up, I get down on them, and when they're doing good, I jump on their bandwagon, just like the typical fan.
Bill Berge, the typical fan. That's interesting. But Jason, what's it like watching football with your dad and having that person to call when they make a move in the offseason to gripe about it?
You know, it's funny because, you know, when we get older and you get married and you move into different, you blend with different households. Mm-hmm. You know, I just remember growing up, our household was a little bit different because when we were home for Thanksgiving, we would have our TV strategically placed so we could watch the game during the times when all the different football games were on. And that's kind of what a lot of our holidays revolved around. But it is great. You know, we are diehard fans. It's been really rough. I mean, I wish I could just be a Steelers fan and, you know, wear 6 rings around. But, you know, one of these days they're going to get it straight and we'll just have to keep hoping until then.
Well, Mr. Berge, I'm wondering, when you look back at your career, what are you most proud of?
Well, I was proud that I played 13 years. I played
a
under
career,
a great coach in Paul Brown. I was in Cincinnati for 5 years. Then I came to Philadelphia. It was a pretty steep price that they paid for me. 2 number 1 round draft choices and a number 2. Played 8 years in Philadelphia. And it was just so much fun to compete and go on out there and work hard. And, you know, a lot of people, they thought I was on drugs because I enjoyed the game so much. I was always so sky high. And I can honestly say there was not one thing I didn't love about the game. It could have been 90 degrees, 90% humidity, 9 o'clock in the morning at training camp. Everybody hated training camp. And I was like a little boy on my little tiny green acre. week are just having a ball.
Yeah, and I think that showed there on the playing field. And so I have to ask you about the perspective that you have on today's players. Is it too financially driven for these players? Or do you like some of these young athletes out there? Do they still have the right work ethic?
Well, that's a great question, and I'm going to answer it the very best I can.
Okay.
The game that I played and the game that's being played today is 100% different. We used to be able to intimidate our players. A tight end coming across my zone area, I could take his head off, just throw an arm right up alongside of his head, and there'd never be a flag. You could go for a guy's knees if you wanted to. You could cut block. You could do all of this crazy stuff that you can't do anymore.
Yeah.
And so it's a complete different game. The one thing I can tell you about today's players is, you know, as blitzing linebackers say, you can't hit a quarterback high. You can't hit them low. You can't lead with your head. The area that you have to hit the guy is so small that it's incredible. Mm-hmm. And that kind of stuff drives me crazy. You get a guy that comes flying across your zone area, you got to let him go. You got to allow him to almost catch the ball. Unless you're playing the ball, you cannot play the player. I know this all sounds really goofy. It's a complete different game, and, you know, a lot of it's got to do with the concussions and all of that stuff that we have, that they had back when we played. And so they're trying to clean up the game the best they can. But you said, is the game being driven by money? Yes. I was at one time the highest paid defensive paid player in the NFL. I didn't make much money, but I don't know what I would do if I was playing today. Instead of thinking about third and short, I'd be thinking about my next investment and what should I do and how should I shoulder my money and that kind of stuff.
And, you know, speaking of that, you know, Jason's told your story a number of times here on the Retirement Red Zone and some of the financial lessons he picked up from you along the way. I mean, back in the day, you guys were not making that much money. And it's interesting, Bill, how you kind of passed those lessons on to Jason.
Well, you know, you have to do what you got to do. And, you know, when I started out playing, when the season was over, I went and I got myself a job. At one time, I had a payroll savers program. I worked as a banker, sold the Keio HR10 program. And it's just something you had to do. And my boys, all three of them, they worked as young guys. They'd work at a fruit stand or as a dishwasher or whatever. So they got the values driven into them. And I couldn't tell you how proud I am of Jason. He doesn't throw darts at the board. He really studies and really checks out the way things are going and the trends and that kind of stuff. And I couldn't be more proud of him.
Jason, what about you and those lessons that you picked up along the way? I mean, I know that you could have gone into athletics as well. You're still out there playing hockey today and getting hurt too. But when it comes to those lessons and how you decided on this career path, how big of an influence was your dad?
You know, it's just one of those things that you see people, him included, that work so hard for their money. You know, him specifically really put his body into earning his money. And, you know, you work too hard to lose it. And so that's why the cornerstone of our firm has always been, you know, protecting those assets and safety first and trying to make sure that our clients can sleep at night and never have to be worrying that, you know, their money is not being taken care of.
Sounds like some of those defensive skills did rub off from the legendary Bill Berge there, Jason. But that's the great thing about putting that retirement game plan together with Jason Berge at Pennsylvania Wealth Management. He recognizes that no matter what your career has been all these years, just like his dad, you've worked hard for your money. So what are you doing to protect it? If you don't have that defensive strategy in place, if you don't have a game plan at all for retirement, we always make it complimentary to sit down in person with Jason and get to know him and find out if he's the right financial fit for you. He can show you how he puts these defensive plans together for his clients. And we're happy to make it complimentary for you today when you give us a call at 717-303-1999. That's 717-303-1999. And remember, you can always find out more, too, online at retirementredzoneradio.com.
So anyway, my dad is, you know, he's going to head out now. I just really appreciate him stopping by. And, you know, let's go Eagles. Hopefully Sam Bradford is really going to be as excited as he said he is to come back to camp. And, you know, we'll look forward to a good season.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, guys.